going forward, the members of this Donegal ICT and FinTech group, which is mainly comprised of employers from those sectors, along with representatives from LYIT and Donegal ETB, we would see significant potential for both the ICT and FinTech sectors in the future. And I suppose there's a concern, will there be enough talent available locally to address the needs that the companies would have? So we feel that coming together and promoting working and studying in ICT and FinTech locally will help maybe address that challenge.
And there is hope that the group can work with post-primary schools within Donegal to address this.
Definitely. There's a willingness on both sides, you know, from the side of industry and from the side of education and training to make this work. The companies themselves from the ICT and FinTech sectors, they want to engage with the post-primary schools in the county and, you know, engage in relation to maybe placements from transition year students, guest speakers, taking students and to see the work that's been done in the IC and FinTech companies. We're hoping that maybe that might maybe inspire people in secondary schools to consider working locally in the ICT and FinTech sectors.
And indeed, locally, there are so many companies that are in this sector, so the employment opportunities are there.
There is, surely. And indeed, you know, many of the jobs in those companies, it's not restricted to ICT and FinTech. You know, if we look at those ICT and FinTech companies, they're employing people from a wide range of disciplines, from law to digital marketing, from accounts, and of course, ICT as well. But, you know, some people might think that these companies are only employing IT graduates, but that's not the case. You know, they're employing people from a wide range of different disciplines.